Become a wealth creator today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184 to schedule your 15-minute call with Eric and his team. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is founder and president of Heckman Financial right here in Silicon Valley. I want to start off by letting you know about the Wealth Creator Toolbox. This toolbox is something you can get complimentary, and in it includes Eric's book. Of course, he is an author. You know that. Worry Less Wealth. You get the book. And then there's some other educational reports that you can get, all designed to help you understand how you can retire well. So all you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Toolbox, 800-454-1184. And then always remember, you can find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. Eric, a big hello to you.
Well, hey, Luann, it's always good to be helping people and figuring out how to do what you should be doing and how to stop doing what you shouldn't be doing, right?
So exactly.
There's a lot of things that we all know, but even famous golfers, Tiger Woods, all these different people, they all have coaches. Everybody has, all these high performer type people still have coaches. Not that they don't know what they should be doing, but they need to be reminded. So again, that's what we're here for today, to help figure that part out.
Right. And we have an article called the 20 Bad Money Habits to Break in this year. Okay. And so 3 out of 4 Americans, it says, they don't have a written financial plan. Okay. And you always say you've got to have that going into retirement. So, you don't want to wing it as you're headed into a brand new phase of life. How can we break the habit, though, of living without a budget, as many people do?
Yeah, well, that's one of those things where you just got to, start taking action. So, I mean, there's a couple simple things. Living without a budget, I guess, isn't so bad as long as you're saving tons of money and you have tons of money, right? Well, in case you don't, right, then that's when you probably should have a budget. And so, of course, there's a few things, just payroll deducted type of savings accounts like 401ks and such. That's a lot nicer and easier just because it doesn't get to you, right? So you can't spend it on accident. But then beyond that, how do you just not spend too much? How do you spend things on the right things? Well, I mean, one of the easiest things is just figuring out your fixed costs. So if you just add up all your fixed costs, that's one of the best ways to figure that out. So, rent or mortgage and insurances and all these things. But then you also got to flip them all to a monthly amount, because some things like homeowners insurance, maybe only once a year, car twice a year, certain things aren't every single month. So if you add up all those fixed costs and use them as a monthly mode, then you know how much you have to be spending just on that stuff. Well, then everything else is the variable. So, if you say your take home pay is $5,000 and you got $3,000 of fixed costs every month, well, then you have $2,000 for everything else. So that means your credit card bill better not be over $2,000, right?
Right.
your ATM withdrawals, all those other things. So that could be an easy way to do it. So if you're having a hard time budgeting, at least that's something where you could, just have at least some basic amounts going. And I find that's a lot easier than tracking every single dime, every single penny. And, people at least, if you start thinking about the fixed versus variable, it's a lot better way to go.
You know what? I think about when you're talking about some people just spending freely. It reminds me of a guy in college, my husband's fraternity brother, and he had a checkbook and he would write it down, but he never balanced it because his parents were very wealthy and he didn't have to. He just kept track of what he spent. And I wonder if he's that complacent now to this day, as he's 60 some years old, because being complacent is a bad habit that we can all have. We don't make regular adjustments, maybe to our portfolio, or pay attention to those fees that we might be paying. Maybe we're in financial institutions that we're kind of not too happy with, but we're just not doing anything. How does working with someone like you, Eric, help us keep from becoming too complacent with our retirement money?
Yeah, I mean, obviously when things are going up and things are all good, it is really easy to get complacent. When things go crazy, like 2020, then that can be a little different, right? So that's when people start maybe paying attention some. But then once things get okay, then they just start ignoring it. I find a lot of people are actually working with either, the robo stuff, right, the online stuff, or they're working with just really an investment manager And that person may or not really do much in terms of their overall financial planning and spending and things like that. So that's one of the things that I think people need to be doing. And just like anytime you're driving down the highway or something, you look back at your GPS every once in a while, make sure you're going the right direction. And same thing with your finances. Every once in a while, you got to kind of check in to see, okay, am I still on track? I mean, I know I checked it a year ago. Well, what's happened in the last year? Hopefully I've saved more money. Hopefully I have more money built up, but did I? Right. So am I closer, farther from that goal, that destination? And I think it's one of the critical things that people, unfortunately, don't take the time to do. So that's definitely one that I think more and more people should be, taking some time out and saying, hey, let's figure out where we are. And so, I mean, one of the things we do here at Heckman Financial really is to help people do that process. So usually we just set up a 15 to 30 minute worry-less wealth talk where we just find out what you're worried about, what concerns are. It could be on the phone or Zoom, whatever. Just kind of go over those basic things. Then from there, what we do is we set up an actual blueprint meeting where we create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we used to charge you a fee for, but now we're actually giving that free to people listening to this show. And so then what we do is we just go through that income, investment, tax, healthcare, legacy plan, tell you what's good, what's working, tell you what issues you might want to fix. And then it's up to you if you want to work with us or do it on your own. But at least then you get that information that's so critically needed. So, yeah, definitely give us a call. Again, you can either text the word VISIT or call 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And again, this toolbox is complimentary. So this is just a way to honestly transform your worries of retirement into confidence. So all you have to do is text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. Just text that word toolbox, something that we want you to get free of charge. Thanks so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. We're talking about bad money habits that we need to break, especially as we're heading into retirement. We're highlighting just the ones that have to do with retirees. Another one is leaving tax breaks on the table, okay? So we've got to have a tax-efficient retirement strategy so that we can, keep our own money in our own pockets. How can we do that? How do you help people have a tax-efficient strategy?
Well, one of the biggest things right now is, taxes have been on sale. Taxes have been the lowest that they've ever been. Yet there's been trillions and trillions of dollars of government bailouts. The Fed's been printing trillions of dollars. There's going to be a change. There's going to be something that's going to happen, right? You can't just keep going back to the budget question. You can't just keep racking up credit card bills and not paying for them. And that's really what the government's been doing. So one of the things that, you have to be paying attention to for retirement is taxes. I mean, it's a huge one. So if you're putting everything in your 401ks and it's all deferred to later to be taxed at whatever the rate the government decides they want to be then, that's pretty scary. So we've been doing a lot of tax talks with people and helping them figure out, okay, should we be doing Roth conversions? Should we be using other, tax strategies that are tax-free, that are tax deferred? Everything you do, taxes, really has a huge part, right? I mean, if you make 10%, but you lose a third to the government, well, okay, how about you can make, 8% and not lose the third? Well, hey, that's a lot better deal, right? Uh-huh. So if you want to get a little bit more information about how to be successful in retirement, one of the things we have developed is this toolbox here that we have. So we've got a lot of resources up there. We've got a copy of my book. We've got a lot of educational materials that you can pick and select from and just download. So again, if that's something you want to grab, super easy. All you have to do is text the word toolbox, or you can even call and leave a message for toolbox. But text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Again, that's 800-454-1184. Or you can download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and we have a lot more to get to, so stick around.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Hi, I'm Luann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. He's president of Heckman Financial right here in Silicon Valley. And today, as always, you're getting straightforward advice on how to plan for a secure and a more comfortable retirement. We're so happy to have you along with us today. Fewer than one in four Americans think that their current retirement lifestyle actually aligns to what they had planned for retirement. So it turns out it's one thing to dream about retirement, yet it's another thing to actually live in retirement every single day. Eric, you see this every day, don't you?
Yeah, certainly. And it's always a big adjustment at first, and then people kind of get into a groove, and some really thrive on it, and some, you know, maybe not as much. So it is definitely good to have a plan for this.
Yeah. Okay. So Dr. David Eckert, he actually taught about aging and retirement when he was a professor at the University of Kansas for 44 years. He wrote about his own transition into retirement in the Wall Street Journal, and he admitted that while it's one thing to know intellectually what happens with retirement, living through it is actually another thing altogether. I want you to hear what he says here, Eric. We actually spoke with him. He said nearly 2 years into his retirement, really one of the biggest surprises is just how he feels about his use of time now.
In my case, I was a professor and I had to teach these classes and I had to attend these meetings and, in other words, meet these time commitments. But really, the relaxation came from taking pressure off of myself. In order to have, as many people do, a successful career, you put pressure on yourself to attempt things and try things and learn things and you know, go for opportunities. And when I no longer had to do that, that was the thing that really, really relaxed me. It doesn't matter now what time in the morning I start my walk or what time in the afternoon I decide to finish the crossword puzzle. Time is much less a pressing thing for me.
So your reaction to that, are you hearing that from retirees who have just retired?
Well, when they first retire, it's, you know, one of those weird things where are you on vacation or, you know, are you actually done, right? So,
yeah.
And so once they kind of pass that part, they kind of do usually get into some sort of groove, kind of like what he's talking about there, have some certain things, but you know, I've got some that get so involved in so many other things. They're actually almost more busy in retirement. And lots of times, I would say the majority of my clients, when they, after about 6 to 9 months after being retired, they always wonder how they had time to work because they're doing all these other things.
Right.
But it's things that you want to be doing, right? Not things that you have to be doing. And I think that's kind of the biggest thing about that. Some even go off and go have fun jobs, so it's not necessarily that they always fully retire. Sometimes they do what they want. I've got one client who's she worked in the medical field, but more in the HR side of things, and she always wanted to help people, so she's getting a degree in licensed counseling type stuff, and so, you know, she's enjoying her classes, being a student again in her 60s, mm-hmm. right, and stuff. So, she's not doing it because she needs the money. She's just doing it because
for fun.
She wants to learn more, and then she wants to be able to help people. So
right.
It could be, you know, having more fun. I've got a lot of clients that are become professional babysitters because of the grandkids, right?
Yeah.
So they're doing a lot of that too. So there's a lot of things that you do definitely change. It is one of those things where you do kind of want to plan it out, but of course it is not real until you experience, right?
Until you actually experience it. And Dr. Eckert says that, you know, he even himself has experienced that internal conflict with all that free time. So he says this.
As I put it, I have two angels on my shoulder. One angel whispers in my ear, relax, take it easy. the other angel whispers in my ear, shouldn't you be doing something right now?
You know, I think I feel like that even when I'm on like a Christmas break or something.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, definitely if you're used to having to, you know, go to this meeting or go do this or go do that, obviously it's your own schedule now, but depends on how you fill it out. You know, I've had some people there, they watch way too much news.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That makes them way too depressed. They think they only hear the bad stuff that's going on out there. They don't hear any of the positive things, that all the great stuff that's going on. And, you know, and then, you know, you can see it, and they tend to not do as much then. They tend to stay home more.
Aww,
you know, the ones that go off and get involved, they go out and, you know, go to lunches with people, or, you know, go out with some of the people you used to work with, and just to kind of stay in check. Mm. And there's a lot of things. I mean, over the last 31 years of my career, I've you know, seen a lot of people, you know, obviously retire and help them retire. And I don't think any of them are upset about being retired. I've never met one, you know, who didn't like it. You know, now some of them do go get, like I said, fun jobs or do stuff for entertaining or just for, sometimes for the challenge of it. You know, so that's one way. But obviously, you can also just get involved with a lot of charities. I had one client that was teaching kids how to sail, and he was also into one of those handbell choirs.
I love it.
You know, he just got involved in a lot of stuff, and then all of a sudden, yeah, your time's filled up. So I think it's more about community and being active. If you're going to stay home and be in front of the TV and hear all that depressing stuff all day, yeah, that probably won't be quite as fun.
Right, exactly.
and so yeah, it's really, you know, having a plan for all that.
The way we plan our time doesn't seem like, you know, anything we'd need to talk to a financial professional about or advisor about. Why is that something you, as a financial advisor, would want to know about, Eric?
Well, one of the first things I always like to ask people is what's, you know, your perfect weekend or what's your perfect vacation? Yeah, just so that way you kind of start, you know, knowing what they like to do and knowing what they want to do. And that can be really key, because obviously once you jump into that new world of not go, 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 and, you know, you get a design, you get to figure out your own time, you get to see what you want to do. You do get those feelings like you should be doing something, right? Like you said. And so, yeah, that's part of our blueprint to worry less wealth, where we really go over how to worry less about things in retirement. If you have less worry about your money, you have less worry about taxes, all these other things, then you get to find more time to plan that next fun trip, or you get to figure out what other kind of activities you want to do, because you know you're going to be okay. So that's one of the biggest keys, is having that knowledge and having that sound background going, hey, I'm going to be okay. I'm not going to have to be worried about my portfolio. I'm not going to have to cancel my trip because the market's down, or do this because of this, you know, all those types of things that you hear people do in retirement. So, you know, again, if you want to get a little bit more information about that, we've got all these great tools about, will your money last as long as you do? Are you paying too much in taxes in retirement? Just finding your own balance in retirement, and even my book, Worry Less Wealth. You can even set a time to talk with us for 15 to 30 minutes if you want. So all that's located at our website. So all you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book it directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Let's just kind of talk about that meeting when your retirees do come in. They give you their ideas, their dreams that they want to do. And you know, tell us what goes into that strategy to turning those dreams into a reality.
Yeah, well, one of the biggest things is just making sure you have a written plan. It's kind of like, you know, you're driving someplace, you're going on a vacation, and then all of a sudden you've got no cell signal, but you're having to look up things, and your phone's not working, and now you're just lost in the desert, right?
Yes.
Or someplace. That's what we don't want. We want to make sure people have a written plan, so that way you feel less worry. Once you have that blueprint to worry less wealth, you kind of know, hey, yeah, I've got this much money I can spend every month. That includes my fund, which is a fun term I like to use.
Yeah.
So for vacations or hobbies or whatever, we've got that built in. So we know how much we can spend. We know how much we're going to be able to live on. And we know that we've got some money that's guaranteed. So if the market's down, we know we can grab that money when it's down. When the market's up, obviously we can get it. And then in between, we've got some steady income money that's paying us good cash flow. So that way we don't have to worry about selling shares every month just to be, you know, remain in retirement. And so, you know, those are the things that really people need to be looking for. When we first have that 15 to 30 minute call, we just find out what's going on, what your, you know, worries, what your concerns. And then we used to charge a fee for this, but we don't even charge a fee anymore for this blueprint. We'll take you through this whole thing. We'll bet a couple hours of time on our side for my team to prepare all this, to get all this stuff ready. We'll walk you through it. And then at the end of that second meeting, if you want to work with us, you can. If not, hey, it will just part as friends and it'll be fine. So again, you really want to have that analysis saying, yeah, I am okay. Or no, I need to work a couple more years. And unfortunately, that's sometimes the answer too. And so at least we'll tell you this ahead of time. And then that way, you know, how much money can I live on? When can I retire? How much cash flow will be there? Will some of it be guaranteed from loss? So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, either text the word visit to set up a time, or just go get all of our resources at our toolbox site, which is the easiest way to get that again is just text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or request it directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And Wealth Creator Radio continues with Eric Heckman right after this.
Do you know whether your retirement plan has any weak points? Discover ways on giving your financial future the proper tune-up. Simply go online to wealthcreatortoolbox.com to gain a better understanding in taxes, Social Security, and other ways to manage your portfolio.
And that's how it's done.
That's wealthcreatortoolbox.com.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer. Eric is president at Heckman Financial, where their mission is to help you get to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. We're talking today about how fewer than one in four Americans think their current retirement lifestyle actually aligns to what they had planned for retirement to be. So as we're discussing today, it's one thing to dream about retirement, but it's another thing to live in retirement every single day. We've been talking about Dr. David Eckert about aging. He wrote a book. Actually, he taught about it for over four decades at the University of Kansas. He retired himself in 2020. He says one of the really main factors is that we, when it comes to retirement, we have to think about not only how we spend our time, but what happens when our spouse retires at the same time.
You know, I married him for better or worse, but not for lunch.
So, like, let's say one of them has already been, you know, retired for a while, then the next one comes, and then it kind of ruins the the first one's schedule. They're not used to the other one hanging around, right?
Yeah, this is definitely a big issue, and I always, you know, half jokingly and definitely seriously ask if one's already retired or one's, you know, been at home for a while. You know, I always just say, are you gonna be okay with him or her, you know, now being home all day? What are you guys going to be doing and stuff? And you know, a lot of people actually kind of got a little bit exposed to this during COVID just because of their working from home. So they, in a weird way, that actually helped, I think, some people because, you know, they learned separate bedrooms for, you know, your offices right? And things like that so that way you have your own free time to, you know, without bugging each other. But, you know, and then of course the other joke, of course, is how long's the honey-do list for, you know, when you retire and all the things that, you know, you're supposed to get done. And so that's usually one of the answers is, well, they'll be off doing all the things that they haven't done the last 5 or 10 years. Yeah. So, you know, we'll figure that out once that list is done, and which may never happen.
Right. It's so funny. So the good news, Eric, that Dr. Eckert said, you know, he did research on how people act in retirement, how they adapt to retirement. And he did find that really there's not going to be any serious effect on a marriage, but there will be adjustments to make. These things won't actually threaten your retirement. Here's what he said.
People really actually look forward to retirement as a time that they can finally spend together after decades of raising children and marching off to work. Now they can enjoy one another's together and engage in activities that they would like to explore.
Like you just said, you know, once they get used to, you know, each other being right there in the same, you know, household 24/7. So when you are dealing with couples, how important is it to have this communication about everybody's expectations and goals for retirement?
I've had some interesting conversations with people where, like, you know, sometimes one of them traveled a ton for work, and one of their goals in retirement is to not travel.
Oh, yeah.
And the other one didn't get to go on those trips, and they want to travel. And so sometimes they have to go out and find a friend who wants to travel with them and stuff. And sometimes it's halfway between. Some want to just do U.S. travel and sick of doing international, where the other one wants to do those international trips. So there is some things like those kind of issues that you know, are adjustments that you have to make and things that you might need to think about. And obviously it depends on what kind of, you know, activities they want to do. As long as they're, you know, if one person wants to go out a lot and do a bunch of stuff outside and the other one's more homebody or whatever you want to call it, somebody who likes to do all the stuff around the house, well, there might be some some tensions there. But a lot of them do want to just, you know, hey, yeah, they've wanted to do all these big trips and they're totally on board with each other and, yeah, they've got enough time. And so I'd say most of the time it's pretty positive. I guess I'd agree with him on that part of things, but you know, there are definitely some things that you have to figure out is, you know, who's going to do what or who wants to do what. And, you know, it is one of those weird things where people focus so much on the money, they kind of forget on the, you know, the money's only a little bit of it. The time's way bigger.
Way bigger.
Right? So you might think about the money for a few minutes or a few hours, but you're going to be home all day long. So,
Eric, let's talk about some of the big difference between helping a single person plan for retirement and then helping a couple. What are some things that couples need to account for?
Well, the big one there is obviously after one person passes away, you know, is there going to still be enough income? Because, you know, your property tax, your Wi-Fi bill, your, you know, a lot of things don't get cut in half just because there's only one person living there. One thing that does get pretty much usually chopped in half almost is your Social Security income, right? You lose the smaller check, but you retain the bigger of the two checks. So I would say that's probably the bigger one in terms of the financial side. Obviously for the, I don't know if you want to call it emotional side, but the, you know, just the physical side of, you know, you both being home and doing those things like we were talking about, you know, you're going to have to be able to get to used to being around each other more. Lots of times with single people, they're going to be off more with friends or they're going to be doing their own adventures and they don't have to kind of get somebody else's buy-in. I've got one client who she fixed up this van where she can go camping and do stuff. And so she has a place out in Michigan and a place here. So she'll do little tours and national parks and things along the way. And, you know, she doesn't have to ask anybody else if they want to go, right? Or if they want to do that. Whereas, you know, sometimes one spouse might want hotel rooms and the other one might be fine with camping, but okay, how do you rectify that? You know, how do you get those two on the same page? So, you know, one of the things that actually creating that blueprint to worry less wealth does, it kind of has you, you know, talk with a third person, you know, talk with us about that. And so the last 30 years, we've seen a lot of people, lots of different situations. So we kind of give you some pointers and some tips about how to, you know, really how to overcome some of those slight differences that there might be between the two of you and figuring out, you know, okay, how can we solve these issues in retirement? And, you know, again, part of it's just having the plan, right? Having that income plan that knows how long your money's going to last, having that investment plan, knowing, you know, how much risk you have and having some money that's guaranteed, having some foundational money, some steady income stuff on top of the market dollars, making sure your taxes are as low as they can be over your lifetime, not just over 1 year. So again, over your lifetime, you want to pay the least amount of tax. And then, you know, looking at the healthcare legacy issues, those are the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. And, you know, that's something if you want to take advantage of, all you have to do is text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And if you have questions right now as you're listening to our show, pick up the phone and call right now because we have people standing by to take your call. And, you know, Eric, you have said your system works very, very well for retirees. So people don't want to miss this opportunity to call in, come in and see you for a complimentary appointment. One thing we talk about a lot, Eric, is the fact that women statistically outlive men by about 6 years. So a lot of wives are going to be outliving their husbands in retirement. Let's talk about how that fact comes into play when you are doing the planning with couples.
Yeah, well, that can be a really critical one. especially since, unfortunately, a lot of women typically are less involved in the finances. Mm-hmm. I mean, more and more of a lot of my clients, the women are doing, taking charge and paying attention, but there's still a lot that, you know, they just say, hey, yeah, why don't you just take care of it for me? Well, when somebody passes away, all of a sudden they're in this big fog of what do I do now? How do I pay my bills? You know, where's these accounts? What am I supposed to be doing? And then, of course, like I mentioned earlier, they lose that Social Security check. The smaller of the two, the bills don't cut in half, you know, so maybe the food bill might drop by some, but even that doesn't cut in half. And so a lot of the expenses are still there, but now they're having to do everything. That's one of those things where you need to know how much money you have. You need to know where you're at, you know, financially. And so one of the things we've put together in our toolbox is 10 tips to empower women investors. And I think it's a really critical thing for women to learn about and know. There's a lot of other great tips. There's my book, You Can Set a Time. All this great material is set up online, all easy to read. All you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or request it directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we'll be right back with Eric and Wealth Creator Radio.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Hi, this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worryless wealth retirement. Eric comes up with the strategies to help retirees in all kinds of things. It could be minimizing fees, lowering your tax costs, all the things that you worry about, because he wants to help you worry less in retirement. We have for you a Wealth Creator Toolbox that you can get complimentary, which includes his book and a whole bunch of other educational reports that can guide you with retirement. All you have to do is text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Just text that word toolbox. And then always remember, you can find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. All right, Eric, it's time for us to dig into some mailbag questions. Okay.
Yep. Nope. Sounds great.
Okay. Here's the first question. I just found out that I'll be receiving around $100,000 from a life insurance policy after my grandpa passed away. I'm stunned by the amount because I really didn't expect it. So I have two questions, Eric. What should I do with this money? That's number one. Number two, I really want to be able to do something like this for my own grandkids one day. So how can I make that happen?
Yeah. I mean, life insurance is one of these things that, well, it's probably always bashed just because the way it historically was sold, right? You know, you always get the image of the insurance guy in Groundhog Day movie.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where he's every day, you know, over and over trying to sell Bill Murray something. And, you know, really, it can be one of the best financial tools out there for passing tax-free money. So first and foremost, that 100 grand, if you get that from life insurance, it's 100% tax-free. Yeah. It's all your money. So yeah, that's nice. So, you know, had that been an IRA, well, then you would have gotten like 65, right? So that 100 is 100. And, you know, so obviously that person should be trying to put it away for their own retirement, making sure they've got enough saved up. But, you know, in the same time frame, they could actually be taking an overfunded life insurance. You know, there's a couple different ways. One's, if you're trying to maximize legacy, you just get a
policy that's a minimum premium that's lasts there all the way to age 100. Or there's another technique of max funding a policy for cash value, so you get income. So say like maybe you take that 100 grand and put 10,000 a year into a life insurance policy. Well, depending on your age and time frame and stuff, I mean, that could be paying out several thousands, if not even 10,000 or more, tax-free, you know, through loans from the life insurance for the rest of your life. So, you know, it's something that can be really done well. Obviously, you have to be insurable. Obviously, you got to have some, you know, some timeline to make that work. But, you know, it is something that can be there. And then whatever's left over on the death benefit would, again, then go to their either children or grandchildren. Yeah, it can be a great tool. Also, by the way, if somebody does want to ask us a question, they can just go to either Facebook or Twitter, and it's the @ #1 Wealth Creator, so 1 Wealth Creator, and that's how you can reach out and get a hold of us.
Awesome, and that's on Facebook then, and also
Facebook or Twitter.
Yeah,
same Love handle. It. Yeah, 1 Wealth Creator.
Okay, 1 Wealth Creator. If you have your own questions, my goodness, you could do that and get an answer that way. That's nice. All right, we are reaching into the mailbag here and getting some common questions that a lot of us are wondering about. And here's one here. It also has to do with insurance, Eric. This one says, if we have a good amount of life insurance and about $800,000 in a 401k and a long-term care policy already set up, do you think we're okay for retirement?
Well, the tough part is, how much do you need to live on? Right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, having money in the bank's great, but money's pointless in your retirement accounts or any place else until it turns into income, right? You know, it's just like saying, hey, I've got a lot of equity in my house. Well, unless you're renting it out or selling it, you know, it doesn't do you any good today, right? So what we need to do is figure out, okay, well, what is that monthly amount of income do they need? Well, if they need to say they need $8,000 a month, and you know, you multiply that out, that's about $100,000 a year. $800,000 in a 401k is not going to last long unless they have a lot of Social Security income or maybe a pension or other things. So again, it's a hard question to ask, and that's really why we've, you know, built our planning process around, you know, looking at how do you build out that income plan, because number one fear everybody has, of course, is just running out of money, right? Mm-hmm. You're 80 years old and having to go, you know, say welcome to Walmart or whatever type of thing, right? So you don't want to have to go out to work because you have to. You want to do it because you want to do it and want to have fun. So you want to make sure that income lasts. So the first thing that we do when we're working with our clients is we sit there and we create that income plan so we know how much and how long will that money last. So not only how much can I spend on an inflation-adjusted basis, but also, is it going to last until I'm 75 or 95? Because big difference between those two. And then, you know, how should I claim Social Security? All those kind of things are, of course, all tied into income. And what risk level, you know, they're talking about that 800 grand in the 401k. Well, what risk level is that? If all of a sudden the market drops 20 or 30%, you know, then what happens? You know, then also the taxes, of course, if it's 401k money, it's all taxable. So how do we pay that tax on the way out? And then look at the healthcare. Is that long-term care good enough, or is it going to be raising rates all the time? And then lastly, legacy, you know, do you have all the beneficiaries set up the right way? Is, you know, everything going to the next generation the way you want it to with the least cost? So, you know, what we do is we actually first set up a 15 to 30 minute phone call with people. Just ask them, hey, what's going on? What's your situation like? Sometimes it may be a quick, easy question, but then sometimes people say, oh, no, I really need to get that plan, that blueprint. You know, so they say, hey, Eric, how do I do this? And so we talk about their situation. And once we get, you know, kind of their background info, then we get, you know, their statements through a secure website. They send that to us. And then we either meet in person or on Zoom. And we go over their situation. And we go over that blueprint, because everybody has their own blueprint. They just don't know what it is. And so that's the problem. So we'll show you what path you're on, and we'll tell you what's issues, what's the problems ahead, what's going right, what's going wrong. And then it's up to you if you want to work with us to help you fix it, or you can choose somebody else, but at least you'll get that information. And, you know, that's why we do this. And right now we've been waiving our $1,500 planning fee. So take advantage of our time, my expertise. You'll actually be talking to me, but when you call up, you just leave a voicemail. Nobody's going to answer the phone because my staff's off on the weekends, just like me. So leave us a message, 800-454-1100. 800-800-1184. Again, you can actually leave a message or you can text the word visit to 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Or lastly, you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
All right, we are going through some mailbag questions for Eric. Here's another one. I'm getting remarried later this year. I have two sons and my fiance has four kids from her marriage. I don't want to hurt their feelings, but I'm not going to split up my estate six ways. I want my money and my estate to go to my boys, just like we've always planned. But to keep peace, would it make sense to get a separate life insurance policy so her kids can get something after I'm gone too?
Yeah, this happens a lot. So a lot of times when people get remarried, you know, the Brady Bunch seemed like a weird, odd thing. And nowadays it's almost more common than not. And mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a couple things that you want to do is obviously stuff like IRAs, 401ks, all go pass through via beneficiary. So the easy way to fix that is just make sure your beneficiaries are kept the same. All they have to watch out for 401ks because your spouse has to be your beneficiary. So, you know, unless they sign off on it. So there are some sticky points on some of those things. Often there's easy ways to do it is have a his and her trust or, you know, one spouse trust, one spouse has their own trust. And then you guys have a joint trust or joint assets. And that way, those each all have their own rules of who gets what. Mm-hmm. And lastly, though, you know, the question about the life insurance, yeah, it could be a good way to do it. Depends on the cost and all that. But yeah, as long as you have one that's what they call guaranteed to 100 type policy where it doesn't stop, you know, it doesn't run out. You don't want a term policy because it's only good for a certain term. But if you got one of these guaranteed 100, yeah, that could be a way to leave some money tax-free and make sure that nobody's seeing bad stuff about you after you're gone. So, I mean, again, these are all definitely great planning questions. If somebody wants to take some time and just give us a call, 15 to 30 minute phone call, we'll set up that time with you. All you have to do is either give us a call or text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial, and we'll be right back with the rest of our show. Stick around.
Become a wealth creator today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184 to schedule your 15-minute call with Eric and his team. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
Hey, thanks for joining us. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. And every week on our show, Eric and I discuss challenges and risks that exist in retirement. So it's time now for Eric to give us another example of someone who has experienced one of those retirement obstacles that we talk about. And that would be what we call a financial fail. So tell us what you have for us, Eric.
This is always a tough subject, right? You don't really want to have people failing. You want to have people succeeding. And these clients came to me when they were in their late 60s and getting close to retiring. And we ran through the blueprint to worryless wealth, and we did the income plan, and everything was looking pretty good. They have a house, but they also have like a rental unit out back. So that gives her some extra income. And they were just getting married. Well, they were supposed to get married, and then COVID hit, and so that delayed it for about 2 years before they could have all their friends there. But they did do all that stuff, and so they're been enjoying retirement. But recently, their tax rates shot through the roof, and we were looking at that. And the crazy part is their combined Social Security, it went from like 81 to 86,000. The taxable portion of that Social Security, so what counts for income, went from 24,000 to 53 to 74,000.
Wow.
So they got a couple dollars more, but their taxable income went up by $20,000.
Oh my word.
Just in the 1 year. From 3 years ago, it went up almost $50,000. Now, this isn't taking out, they weren't, you know, getting more money per se from Social Security, but they were taking more money from their IRA, and that IRA income made their income higher.
Yep.
And so then, of course, you had to take more money out for taxes for, you know, to net more money out of your IRA, right?
Yeah.
And then that also now hit them with a big tax bill. So now we're having to take out even more money. So unfortunately, we did not have a timeline to do Roth conversions or anything else like that. So, you know, that this is one of the things that we try to do if we have more timeline with people before they retire. So that's why it's so critical to have that 5 to 10 years out to really look at that and say, oh, yeah, I really need to do some action, or I'm set. Yeah, but you have to know about it, right? So again, if that's something you want to get a little bit more information on, we've got my book. We've got Are You Paying Too Much in Taxes? The Social Security Decision. Will Your Money Last as Long as You Do? Lots of great resources in the toolbox, the Wealth Creator Toolbox. All you have to do to get that is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.